Welcome to English for International Students, Episode 4. In this episode, we have a very special treat for you. We have Rachel interviewing a couple of international students here at Texas Tech. Special thanks and shout out to Eve and Ruben for participating. We hope you enjoy it. Remember that you can find extra resources on our blog at EnglishPodcastBlog.wordpress.com. Enjoy the interviews.
Hi, this is Ray Ray, and I'm here with a couple of international students, and we are talking today about cultural transitions. So, can y'all introduce yourselves?
My name is Eve Murad. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I'm under applied linguistic program here at Tech, and this is my third semester.
Okay, awesome.
Hello, my name is Ruben Barona. I'm from Colombia. I'm doing my PhD in Spanish literature. I'm working on my dissertation, that it's about the concept of justice in crime fiction, in historical crime fiction that take place in Spain in the Golden Age, that this is the 16th and 18th century.
All right, great. Okay, so y'all are both students here in Lubbock, Texas. Can you describe to our listeners what Lubbock is like?
Well, Lubbock, it's a really weird place, but I love it because of that.
Okay, yeah. Good.
To me, it's too brown, but when I talk with my Spanish students, for them it's green. I mean, it's a green place, but it's just that I came from the Amazonia, it's like a region in Colombia that it's Pacific, Amazonia, rainforest, so it's really green.
Wow, yeah,
so, rainforest. So for me it's brown, but it's beautiful because I have started to appreciate those colors of the desert.
Yes.
And especially something, and it's how people care about trees, grass, flowers, and all those things.
Yeah, we really value it because there's not much of it. Okay, cool. Very cool. What about you?
I would say that I was shocked when I moved here. I used to live in Oregon, and it's really green. Every place is green. When I was in the airplane, I was like it's it's like totally desert, big desert. But the weather's similar to Saudi, kind of. It's dry, hot.
Yeah.
What else? I think that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So let's move on to discussing cultural transitions. What most surprised you about life in the U.S.?
Okay. to me, it's very surprising how people love money. How they love to work, and they don't care to have 3 shifts per day, and just to have a better car or status or I don't know. In my culture, I think we are hard workers.
Yeah.
But we take, I think, more time for our families or friends. So this was very surprising for me.
Very.
But I understand the rhythm. There's a different rhythm. Even crossing the lights on the streets, I feel that the seconds here are passing faster.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Wow. And would you say that that's different in different parts of the U.S.? Like, is there a bigger difference from your culture in different parts of the U.S.? Or is it all very different?
Well, I haven't traveled a lot to have a real opinion about it. But I think that it's like a constant. Yeah, I suppose that in bigger cities like Houston or New York, the time is even faster than here.
Okay, interesting.
But in Colombia it's the same. In big cities, people are in hurry the whole time, but it's not that much.
Right.
They love money, of course, but they take time for enjoying a little bit more.
Okay, that's really good. Eve?
I would say the same. Like the life here is like so fast. And also, I wasn't shocked about like how people care about money. It's like about family. They don't care about each other.
Sometimes, yeah.
And they live outside their houses. They don't communicate with their parents. That kind of was shock to me. What else? I would say the education system as a student is different from Saudi. Here, you're expected to be independent later on, not like there. Also, professors are available to talk to. There, you cannot talk to them in class or outside the class. It's kind of hard to communicate with your professor there. Yeah, I would say this is...
So you mentioned some kind of more negatives and some positives there. So there's just some differences. Okay, cool. So next, I want to ask you if you've traveled to other places in the country. Ruben, you already said that you have not traveled a lot in the U.S.
Well, I have traveled, but it's just that to give an opinion to the whole country or some cities.
Okay. So as far as the places that y'all have traveled, what are some regional differences that you have noticed?
It's difficult. Before to come to Lubbock, I was living in El Paso, that is still being Texas, but Texas is really big, so I consider Texas as a country.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we've been saying for years.
So not just in the political perspective, but in all the senses. And I feel that life there, it's different because they are in the border of two really interesting countries that are Mexico and the U.S. So they have like a big differences or regional differences. Yeah, they have. They have their own identity. And it's interesting how they live because people in Mexico, they don't like them, the Chicanos, because they said, oh, they are Americans. And the Americans don't like them because... You said, or not you, in general, or Mexicans. So it's very interesting how just a city 6 hours far from here, in cultural aspects, in language also, it's that different.
Okay, so you were referring to especially the Hispanic population here in Texas. Yes, so they're kind of like they... almost have, well, they do have their own culture because they don't completely belong to either culture.
Yeah, actually, probably you and me, we visit the same coffee shops or bars or places, maybe, I'm not sure. And sometimes in those places, I just speak Spanish. Here in Lubbock, I never practice my English. Because of that, it's like this. And you probably go to the same places and you never speak Spanish. Or you just speak English?
I speak Spanish.
Yeah, I know. Just say.
Yeah, I can.
but this is very interesting about Texas.
Yes. That
it's their bilingualism.
Yes. It's a fusion of cultures. Yeah, totally. That's
is it
a
only
great
in
thing.
Texas?
No.
The bilingual environment?
I would say that it's also true in a lot of parts of California. I would say that it's true in New Mexico. Maybe some parts of Arizona, but those are all like kind of border areas. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Eve, what are some differences that you've, some regional differences that you've observed in your travels in the U.S.?
I can't think of any, actually, because I went just only to California.
Okay. Yeah. And Oregon, you said, right?
Yeah, I was living there.
So did you notice any regional differences?
And I used to live in Portland, and they always say make Portland weird. They live like different lifestyle. I noticed also they have a lot of homeless. I was actually surprised that America has actually big number of homeless, especially in Oregon. What else? I don't think of any.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. All right, so I want to know what has been the hardest thing and or the most exciting thing about living abroad?
For me, the weather. Because
is the hardest or the most exciting?
The hardest.
Okay.
This The reason basically is because in Colombia we don't have seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the equatorial line. So if you want to do some ski, you can do it the whole year. Or if you want to go to beach or to do, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's the same weather the whole year. Mm-hmm. So we don't have spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate spring because mm-hmm. the allergies.
Mm-hmm. I'm
extremely alert.
Yes.
So before to come to the US, I was living in England.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the first time that I really traveled outside Colombia. And the allergies were killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel the same. I have to medicate myself. I don't know, to have some little pills that make me sleepy
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
And around here, the cotton is a huge allergen.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I recommend to have some honey.
Mm-hmm.
Made in the region in Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic for the allergies.
Really?
And has worked for me. Amazing.
If you eat Lubbock honey, it'll help you with Lubbock allergies.
Or from around,
No way.
Yeah, believe me, I feel better because of that.
Where can I get me some Lubbock honey? I'm from Lubbock
Market
and I don't
Street.
Know. Really?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
There's honey for everywhere. It.
What? Okay.
So that was the hardest thing.
No, I know.
And the nice thing or what?
Most exciting.
Most exciting. To know people,
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. everyone, it's like a universe, see things from different perspective, and I love that, to know people, to have the chance to interact,
mm-hmm.
to have the chance to have a drink, or to do something, and just to talk.
Yeah,
so this is very exciting for me.
I like that. Okay, Eve.
Yeah, I will add the same, like the weather,
mm-hmm.
And I had allergy to here in Lubbock. Was really bad. What was most excited that I had the experience to live here by myself,
mm-hmm.
which is like something totally different from the Saudi culture.
Yes.
What else? Knowing people, being independent is
mm-hmm.
different because there is totally different.
Yes.
You're kind of dependent on your parents most of the time.
Right.
Or if you get married to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But here, like you do your bill, you find you look for a place,
mm-hmm.
you do grocery, everything by yourself.
Yes.
That was, I would say, a nice experience.
Yeah.
And I would love to do it again and again.
Awesome. So you're learning some like life skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. We have kind of covered this a little bit, but what is the biggest difference between life in your country and life in the United States?
Okay. In my case is that here I'm doing what I want to do. Over there, I was just working as a business administrator
mm-hmm.
and doing different stuff
mm-hmm.
for a living. So here I'm just doing my passion. I'm so happy because Lubbock and the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Allowed me to do that.
Yeah, that's great. That's really exciting. Okay, what about you?
He kind of almost saying the same thing that I want to say.
Are you reading her mind?
Probably.
Because,
I wish.
Because we're international, so we kind of have the same ideas,
the same
about
mindset.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you would say. The biggest difference would be you're doing what you want here.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. She's been in Arabic countries, so she knows how it feels to live there.
Yeah. All right. Very interesting. So what, Eve, you've already mentioned a difference in the education system in your
mm-hmm.
country and in the U.S. And that difference was that you can talk to teachers here,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot talk to teachers in Saudi.
It's difficult to talk to them.
Right.
Like in class, you cannot talk to
you
them.
Can't
they
talk.
Always lecture and you're just sitting there.
Okay.
You don't participate, you don't speak, you don't know anything.
So there's not much student participation. So are there any other differences that you've noticed in the education system? Those are some pretty big differences already.
Yeah, of course. What else? Doing assignments, a lot of assignments.
Mm-hmm.
In my bachelor's degree, we just have, like, final exam all the time. We don't have, like, assignment due during this semester or anything.
Okay. So just
maybe midterm sometime. Yeah. It depends on the professor. Uh-huh. Because our professor were from India, most of them.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, teaching mm-hmm. English. Mm-hmm. So they always like writing on the board and just lecturing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes actually they write something from their language, not English.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, that's most of it.
Okay.
The education, I would say.
All right. So what would you say about differences in the education system?
Well, I really love something from here, that it's the freedom to do the research that you want to do, mm-hmm. Even if they are not agree. Mm-hmm. Nobody tells you, don't do that, don't research that, don't publish that. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Yeah.
And over there, I'm not sure, to mm-hmm. be honest, if this is possible that easy. Mm-hmm. But here it's possible, and I like that. Mm-hmm. Also, that here you can get grants and scholarships mm-hmm. to study. Mm-hmm. And without that, it's impossible for an international student to be here.
Yes.
So I like the money uh-huh. in that sense.
So you love money.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. You're here on a scholarship?
Truth is
Well, not really. I consider a scholarship the GPTI, the TA. Mm-hmm. Because it's not really an scholarship, because we are working hard for that, teaching Spanish and or a different subject. But that's the way I have to for a living, and I'm doing enough to have a decent life. Mm-hmm. I cannot get sick, but this is a different problem.
Yeah. So but you're doing better than most of us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay.
So
one more thing I remember. Education in Saudi is free, and here it's not free. Mm, and also healthcare is free for everyone, but here it's not. Yep. You have to have an insurance or...
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
I just told an international student the other day mm-hmm. who was going to the hospital for a sore throat.
Oh, no.
That I said, listen, I don't know how it is in your country, but here in the U.S., you don't go to the hospital unless somebody drags your body there. In other words, you should be either dead or almost dead before you go to the hospital. Pretty much, because it's so expensive. Okay, let's move on. So this one I'm excited about, this question right here. Is there anything that you initially resisted about U.S. culture that you now embrace?
Yes.
So something that at first you were like, this is absurd, this is ridiculous, but now you're like totally doing it.
Yeah.
I would say not doing it.
Or accepting it. Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Talking with male in classroom.
Okay.
Because our classroom, they're separate. Like,
yes.
Different education for mm-hmm. male and female. Mm-hmm. But here, like, you sit together next to each other and just talk.
Yes.
And it was, like, a very big shock at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of shy to talk to male.
Yes.
But now it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, anymore.
Interesting
very
to know.
Very interesting. So now it's just like... You're just talking to another person.
Yeah, only here. When I go to mm-hmm. Saudi, when I went in summer, it was like kind of, I don't know, it's there. The environment keep you like, don't do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, keep staying on where your family wants you to be.
Right.
But here, you can do whatever.
Wow, that is really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that at the beginning, I resist to have a car. Mm-hmm. And the reason was because we have a really good public transportation. Mm-hmm. And I love walking and take a bus and just sit through the windows mm-hmm. and see the world that it's happening outside. And mm-hmm. I don't know. But now I have to be stressful driving and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was resisting that. But uh-huh. now I embrace.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not possible to move from one place to another.
Yes.
And if you add the mm-hmm. weather, that sometimes is crazy, especially here.
Yes.
It's really hot or really cold.
Yes.
So, yeah, the car.
Yeah.
I love cars, but too. I prefer to be in the other, in the passenger. Yeah. Passenger.
Side. You prefer to be a passenger.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a really good point, because here in Lubbock, for those of you who have never been to Lubbock, we do not have a good transportation system.
Sure.
Yeah, and the layout of the city is very spread out. And so walking from place to place is not an option because you would be walking all day and you would never actually get to the place. So you either have to have a car or not leave your house.
Yeah, and if you
Take a
want to take a
Uber.
bicycle, for
Uber.
example, it's not possible because everyone drive like crazy and they have a big trucks, Texas editions.
Yes. Texas editions. It's true.
So it's so dangerous.
It's true. It's scary. Okay. And now I'd like to ask, is there anything that you anticipate that you will find difficult about living in your native culture when and if you return? That was kind of a long sentence. Okay. When you return, assuming that you return to live in your home country, is there anything that you think is going to be difficult for you having lived in the US? Like reverse culture shock, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
And
well,
how will you deal with it?
I will anticipate that and saying that here I feel like more connected with the world, in with the academic world, with what I'm doing. My case is like crime fiction, detective fiction. So here I feel that I can just take a plane and go to talk with somebody, or he's gonna come to Texas, or I don't know. I feel close to them. And in Lubbock, in Texas Tech, we have the Seville Center in Spain. So this offer us the chance to see and to networking, really nice. But I think that this will be a problem. But when I go back to Colombia, if this happen, I will try to use technologies, because now technologies allow you to connect, to be in places that at the same time, or ubiquity, or I don't know. So, or maybe I'm gonna develop like a teletransportation
Wow. No, that'd be
system
great.
or something to
Yeah,
be
so
in
you could
different
like
places.
teleport
Yeah,
yourself.
yeah.
That's really nice.
Or you could even do holograms.
Oh, holograms. I never thought on that.
Yeah, think
Yeah,
about it.
makes sense.
Okay. All right, I like it. Eve.
I would say the lifestyle there. I'm kind of now I don't want to graduate. I don't want to go back to study.
For
Not because of
the
anything. Not because man. No. Our culture they're based on our Islam. So there's a lot of barriers for everything. So when I went in the summer, I didn't kind of like the life there. Even when I was with my family, I was happy to see them and everything. But the third day, I was like, I want to go back to America. They said, like, hey, this is your hometown. But I don't know, like, they're just close-minded. Like, you cannot deal with them, especially men. So I prefer to be here.
Okay. So how do you think you will deal with that
I
when if
have
you go
no
back?
idea.
No idea.
I'm trying to not go back, actually, till I figure out how what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure that something will work out.
Yeah, doing my PhD.
Nice.
Because
PhD.
I have a scholarship and I have to do my master and my PhD too. But if I don't get it by the end of this December, I have to go back to Saudi. So I'm trying to work on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm sure that you can do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that is kind of all the questions that we have, but is there anything else that either of you would like to add about culture shock, cultural transitions, hope for those who are struggling right now? Is there hope?
Yeah, there's hope. Just don't give more importance, for example, to things like food, or because there's too many options everywhere.
Yeah.
So just try to, for example, in Texas, I didn't know that, or here around, they produce wine from here, so it's so good,
Yeah.
or
Good
the
advice.
yeah, or the beef.
Yeah.
Just try to consume local. I
Yeah.
mean, this is
There you
a
go.
really good idea, and it makes your life easier, and don't
Right.
think anymore in your food, because if you see, I have met a lot of people that. the whole time are just dealing with the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole time.
That's true, right.
Yeah, so just forget about that and just try to enjoy what you have in the place when you are.
Okay, I like that. So you're saying take advantage of the resources available wherever you are. Wait, I have one quick question that I didn't write on here, but would you say that, would y'all say that you think you would be able to integrate or adjust equally well no matter what culture you went to? Or do you think that there are some cultures which would just not fit you and some that would?
Adjusting a culture like tech process is like not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would adjust to another culture because maybe the US, I've seen the movies before,
mm-hmm.
listened to music, so I know how the culture looked like. Mm-hmm. And I've read about it before I came.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about other culture. I think I'll face a lot of difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
It depends
mm-hmm.
on their lifestyle, their
yeah.
tradition, their custom, mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. there. And the food too.
Right.
Because I used to buy my food and cook at home. I don't uh-huh. eat outside because I didn't like the food here.
Yeah.
And you don't have traditional food too.
Yeah. Right. We don't have a culture really.
Well, not like that, but like you have other thing. You have fast food.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like fast food, maybe that's why.
You know, fast food no.
So yeah, it's just taking process to adjust to any culture.
Okay.
It depends on the person itself. If mm-hmm. you like open minded and open to any other experience,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or he just like, or he or she just like don't like
uh-huh.
to talk with people, and just feeling homesick and just sit at home.
Mm-hmm.
He won't adjust to
right
that culture.
Okay.
I really feel happy in Western culture.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like freedom. I like too many things. So
mm-hmm.
I think I'm not gonna adapt to. To some political decisions,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and yeah. So, but on the other hand, I love traveling, so
yes.
I will go for vacations
mm-hmm.
and for learn about a place.
Mm-hmm.
But probably I'm not gonna live in a place when I don't feel identified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So if y'all don't have anything else to add, I guess this concludes our interview. Thank you so much for participating in our panel.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening.